Hey everyone, this is Sydney Shute from Victory Condition Gaming, and you're listening to the Victory Condition Gaming Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Victory Condition Gaming Podcast. I'm Doug, and today on the show, we're going to be talking about gaming conventions here in the state of Vermont. With me today is Joshua McGarry from CarnageCon. Joshua, thank you so much for joining me today.
Great to be here.
And Curtis Obi, who just wrapped up his first convention here in the state of Vermont. In fact, it was just 2 days ago, Champlain Games Festival in Essex, Vermont. Curtis, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Joshua, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand it over to you. Why don't you introduce yourself, tell folks who you are, what you do for Carnage, and tell us a little bit about how you got started in gaming.
All right. Well, my name's Josh McGarry. I live here in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And I guess I'll start with how I got involved in gaming. I've always been kind of a geek nerd. I'm not sure what the acceptable term is right now.
I think it's geek. I think okay. That's what, yeah.
All through high school, did a lot of video games and things like that. And I can remember playing actually Axis and Allies with my dad, the old
nice. Version.
During the winter, we'd break that out and play it over the course of a week. And so I've always kind of been interested, but I guess where I really got into the hobby is actually not that long ago, about 6-7 years ago now. A good friend of mine, Terry, he'd been doing a game night for years and invited me over. And we played an aerial combat game, miniatures game called Check Your Six. And for about 3 hours of that, I was hooked and have been predominantly a miniatures gamer since then. A lot of different games there. And about 4 or 5 years ago now, my day job is I manage restaurants, and the Carnage Group was happened to be looking for a place to hold their board meeting. So I knew a couple of them and offered up the meeting room we have at the restaurant, and kind of just got dragged in that way. And now this year, I didn't say no fast enough and decided I needed to be president this year, so I don't really know what happened.
Wow, you're the big cheese of this Carnage thing now.
I don't know exactly what it means, but I got an email saying I had to do a podcast. So,
hey, I guess that means you get to do all like the low level stuff that nobody wants to do.
Before this year, I primarily focused on helping run miniatures with one of the guys on the group, Griff, who is a big miniatures guy.
So nice.
It's kind of what I do.
Very cool. Very cool. No, and before we came on, we were talking a little bit about our love of all things Star Wars.
Yes.
Especially in the gaming. We'll talk a little bit about that later on in this session. But Curtis, we're 2 days away from, or 2 days removed from Champlain Games Festival. And I know as a person that was set up there and had a presence there, how I feel about Champlain Games Festival. How would you like to tell folks? Well, I'll let you introduce yourself, tell folks who you are, you know, how you get started into gaming and what you do. But then let's talk a little bit about how you feel about your first ever Champlain Games Festival. How about that?
All right. Sounds good. All right. So let's see. I started, on the Nintendo, and that's kind of where I,
grew up with.
I had, all the consoles all the way up through. And, but I also tinkered a lot with, QBasic games early on.
Okay. Yeah.
And, I made, my first game in QBasic in middle school.
Wow.
Made like kind of a breakout, style game. And then, I actually made a QBasic Star Wars game as well.
Did you really?
Yep.
You didn't call it Star Wars though.
No, right? Yeah, I called it Star Wars.
Oh, did you really?
Yep. Total IP infringement there. I didn't sell any though. I don't think.
Doesn't matter. If Disney even gets a hint of the fact that you're using they're going to send lawyers to your doorstep, man.
Oh yeah. I don't know if I have any more copies of that game anyway. So. But yeah, so that was sort of the early on stuff. I continued to make games or tinker with it, you know, all throughout high school and into college. And then, you know, I did computer engineering, and then I got a programming job, you know, and I'm still doing that actually. But okay. On the side, I'm making games, and I've been involved with the gaming community, you know, in Burlington and around Burlington. And so that's kind of how I got involved with it. And then we decided, you know, there has been some game festivals. There was the Green Mountain Games Festival, but the last one was in 2015, and I believe it was student run. It was hosted at the Champlain College, and it was pretty good, but you know, it stopped happening. So, you know, we're kind of like, oh man, we really want something like this. We want it to grow. We don't want it to just disappear.
Sure, sure.
And so I decided to kind of take this on and make it happen. And I modeled it after the Boston Fig. I'd gone down there the year before last, I think. And took a lot of notes.
No, that's, hey, you know what? When you're starting, I mean, as a content creator, I'm going to tell you right now, that's what you need to do. And, you know, you kind of figure out what works for some folks and what doesn't. And then you kind of put your own spin on it and try to make it a little more, little unique, little, you know, something that you can call your own. But that's really smart of you to do that. I'm going to give you big props for that.
Yeah. So here we are today.
It's awesome.
Made it happen.
we're 2 years, 2 days, or two years, two days away, removed from Champlain Games Festival. And, I'm going to tell you, as someone I've been to Carnage. I was at Carnage last year. Carnage is in their 21st year.
Yep.
And, you know, I love everything you guys do. I loved everything the Champlain Games Festival did. Like, that was for a first year event. It was phenomenal, Curtis. You have huge props for me for a first year show. Joshua, what did you think about Champlain Games Festival?
Well, first, just listen to him talk about how he decided to get going. It's just funny how these stories parallel a lot of times with conventions, and it. You know, I know talking with the guys that started Carnage 20 years ago, it's kind of the same thing. The conventions they were going to were kind of fizzling out. They kind of looked at it and go, yeah, we could do a better job than this. And, you know, kind of put their own convention on. So it's fun to hear how a lot of these, you know, things parallel. But as for the Champlain Valley event this last weekend, we were impressed, the group that we had there from Carnage, how, you know, it seemed to be really put together well and good balance of you know, traditional, you know, non-power games and good selection of video games. I was surprised to see how many local, whether it be Vermont, kind of northern New York, I didn't realize there were that many game developers in the area.
I said the same exact thing. I've said this the last couple of days since the event. I didn't realize that Vermont was such like this hotbed of not only video game developers, but board game developers and like RPG, you know, creators. Like, there's a lot of creativity here in Vermont. And it's just, it was amazing to see. Like, we were busy nonstop at the VCG booth, but, and I kind of wish that I had a little more free time to just walk around and see everybody, but everybody was just coming up and talking about all these various booths, and they're like, oh, have you played that video game? Or did you play Firehouse or whatever? I think that was what it was called, you know, or did you play House on Moncton Hill? And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, no, I didn't, because I don't have enough time, because there's so many people that I need to talk to. It was just amazing to hear all the feedback.
Yeah, I didn't play a single game while I was there.
I didn't either.
Yeah. I was like, oh man.
You know what the funny thing is? Like, I told a whole bunch of people, I was like, you know, in the afternoon, it's probably going to die down, and I'll take over one of the tables, and we'll record a podcast. Because this podcast that we're doing tonight was originally going to record it Saturday at Champlain Games Festival, because like a lot of conventions, usually in the afternoon, it dies down. It never died down at your event, man, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So
I know one thing I noticed too, that really stuck out to me was, the age groups were, I mean, there was moms coming in with like their 7, 8, 9, 10 year olds. And there was, you know, you had your teens, you had and people right up through their 40s, 50s, you know, the 60s. I mean, you caught everybody, which is, you know, you hear a game expo, you don't necessarily think, you know, you're going to get a lot of families there, and there certainly were.
And that's great for Vermont. I mean, that's the key to a successful event in Vermont, because, you know, Vermont's not a big population, so you want to have something that's attractive to all ages. The one thing that I was really impressed with, and what was said to me by a couple of the VCG contributors going into this event, was I don't know how well an event with video games and board games is going to mesh. We were kind of hesitant. Like there was some hesitation as to like, well, usually these are kind of, you know, two separate things, and they're not, you don't see a whole lot of crossover, and you don't see a lot of events that have an equal kind of billing. PAX, you know, if you're talking about big events, PAX is usually, you know, a lot about video games, and it does have some board games and tabletop games. But your event had a pretty good, you know, it was pretty good split between the two. And I'll tell you what, everybody that had any kind of doubt as to whether or not it was going to mesh, all that doubt, like, erased. They came up to me like, oh my God, he made this work. Like, this is this is phenomenal. You know, and it was just, that was really, really cool to see, Curtis.
Nice.
Was that something that you anticipated? Was that like something that you wanted to do, like make it 50-50 almost like that with video games and board games?
Yeah. And, that was or tabletop games? I mean, I'm more into the digital game side of things, the video games and such. But I knew that there was also a big tabletop development community around as well. And so, and I know, and you know, because I was modeling this after the Boston Fig, they kind of had something where they had separate rooms, you know, cause it's a huge MIT, but, they had one room that was all, digital games. And then they had an open play area in there, as well. And then they had a separate room with all of the, indie board games as well. And so, you know, I didn't want to get two separate rooms, so I just put them in the same one, but you know, the same model. So,
and that's that. And to be honest with you, I think it helped having them all in one room. I'll just share an experience that I had on Saturday, where there were some kids from, I don't want to say they're kids, but because they were like teenagers, I'm kind of feeling old when I call teenagers kids, but you know, I'm starting to sound like my dad, but, you know, there were some folks that said that they do, they work at the take courses at the trade school, and they do programming and so on and so forth at the trade school. And they get together once a week and do tabletop role playing. So they were there for the digital aspect of the game, because that's what they're going to classes for and taking, you know, classes at the trade school for. But they came over to my booth and they're like, oh my God, you have RPG books. And like, they started getting into like, and we were talking about RPGs and like, we play RPGs. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. Like, you're my people. Come over here. We're going to, and we talked for like probably a good 10-15 minutes. And of course they were very gracious and bought some books, but they were like, yeah, we think that, you know, tabletop RPGs is just another form of, you know, computer of like a computer game. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. And so like, it was nice to see that connection happen where, you know, someone that was probably there for the video games, like, came over and they were like, oh man, we do this too. And, you know, mm-hmm. this is how it kind of connects with us in this way. And so it was a really, really awesome experience, you know, just being a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of crossover and similarities. And I think, you know, a lot of times, I mean, at least me personally, I love board games, you know, especially like the really, you know, rule heavy ones.
I'm more of a rules light guy because, you know, I like story driven stuff more than anything, but that's fine. Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe like medium, you know, like.
you're a programmer. So, you know, you gotta have those, you know.
Yeah. I haven't gotten into any that are like really long, you know, like the game has to end in a few hours for me. Otherwise, like, I have to, you know, that's be like limits, you know?
Yeah, but, absolutely.
But yeah, I love playing board games and you know, and then of course I love computer games too. So
I think we're seeing a lot of, before we came on, Josh and I were talking about, the Fallout board game by Fantasy Flight. Yeah. I think you're starting to see a lot more crossover with video games and tabletop board games and so on and so forth. Josh, you were saying that you really dig the Fallout game.
I do, and you know, no. When you like I said when we were talking earlier, you know, whenever you use a well-established IP like that, people are going to come in with this, they're going to make this game and this is what it's going to be. And then it's not quite that. And they're like, this is horrible. But I think even just beyond using the IP of a lot of these things to create some really great games, you're seeing technology coming into board gaming, especially with the tablets and things like that, with associated apps with games. And I know Arkham Horror, I just believe, just put one out from, and I've seen guys using that and they say it makes the game experience easier. It makes the game experience better. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it's still a game you're sitting at a table with friends, you know, playing. So I think you're seeing technology come into even traditional board games more and more. And I don't see that getting any less.
Yeah, no, I think in Fantasy Flight's been one that's really kind of jumped on that train because you know, they started out with that Descent app to play Descent co-op, and they've done it with Imperial Assault and of course, Arkham Horror. So it's not going to go away for folks that are kind of hesitant on mixing board games and digital apps with their board games. You might want to give up the fight because it's not going anywhere. People are it's only going to continue and get more and more in the industry. But let's go back to Champlain Games Festival for a second. Curtis, how do you feel after your first event? How do you judge? How are you feeling 2 days after it's all said and done?
Well, the first thing that came to mind was tired, but
no, come on, get out of here.
It was a lot of work.
You mean it takes a lot of work to run an event and organize? And wow, I would have never guessed that. Josh, is that true?
I don't know how many people Curtis had working with him, but having run events and with Carnage and outside of that, you got to have people working with you. And, you know, it definitely seemed like there was some people there that were helping out and it's a lot of work.
I was kind of saying that sarcastically, but yeah, I don't doubt that it was a huge amount of work. And what if you could have done something differently, Curtis? We're gonna play the what if game. If you could have done something differently going into Champlain Games Festival year one, what would you have done differently?
Well, that's a tricky thing to say because, you know, I'm definitely gonna do some things different for year two, but you know, right. I wouldn't have known how to change things in year one, you know, you know, definitely going in. Like, you know, we're hoping to do this again. And, you know, I'm really going to try to break down the, you know, responsibilities and organizing and things like that and get a lot of other people involved. I pretty much organized it all myself. So,
but you know what? Even though you could organize it by yourself, it was still well run. It was still organized. It was not like a jumbled mess. So yep. you did a phenomenal job just for one person.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's probably the biggest thing is really just, and I need a good team of people that I, you know, that I can get to do different aspects of it, you know, especially the pieces that I'm not as good at. Like, I mean, I know how to use Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, but I'm not very active typically. So I had to like kind of push myself to be more active than I normally am on those platforms, you know, to try to get the word out. So
sure. No, I think you did a good job. We tried to do, you know, our part as far as, you know, giving a shout out on social media. I know the Carnage folks did as well. Yeah. You know, one thing that I always tell folks that, you know, if you just like you're involved in the gaming community, you know, in the local area, with social media, it's kind of the same way. So if you are involved in various groups and communities on Facebook, then when you have an event like that, and if you share, you know, a lot of times it gets listened to because of the fact that, you know, you're involved with a particular group. Not that you just join a group just to, okay, here's, I'm going to join this group and then, oh, I have an event coming. You know, it's like you actually be a part of the group. And that's something that I've learned, doing what I do. You want to make real connections, and I love connecting with people. That's like what this right here. Like I've been looking forward to this all day long because, you know, I just love sitting and chatting with folks about all sorts of things. It's just stuff that we like to do. It doesn't even have to be gaming half the time. You can just be anything. We can talk about Star Wars for, you know, 3 hours and I'll be happy about that, you know, I love connecting with people. And, you know, I think as a content creator, that's something that, you know, I think you have to do.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing that really that I think made this event a success was that, was the people that you know, got on board and that I connected with, like Carnage and Victory Condition Games and all, you know, all these different folks that helped get the word out and helped, even just the things like I was asking, like, well, how many open tables, you know, for the play area, how many tables should I use, you know, and Carnage gave the suggestion of 12 tables, which was more than I initially was going to use, you know, and then we used them.
Yeah, you know, we did. So, they were all busy.
So like stuff like that, you know, I don't know things going into it. So I got a lot of help from people that, you know, knew how this stuff needed to go down, you know, so that was great. And I plan on doing more of that for next time because that's really what needs to happen to make it grow, I think. So
yeah, no, I'm excited. Joshua, what do you think, if you could give Curtis a piece of advice going into year two or into the next event, what would you tell him for next year?
Start planning now.
Yep.
Yep.
Didn't we make that joke like right at we went to Al's after Champlain Games Festival and I said, okay, let's start planning for next year, Curtis.
Yep.
I think the structure of it was great. Not being involved too much with the planning, it's hard to sit back and go, oh, I should have done this. I honestly didn't see anything that kind of jumped out and was like, oh. Keep it loose. Keep it welcoming to that family demographic is great. You know, anything where you can get mom, dad, and the kids in the same room, kind of doing the same thing, I think is great. And we certainly were happy to be involved. I think about the only thing would be some better signage on the road. it'd be about the only thing is when you were coming down Susie Wilson there. But it was a fun experience. It was great to just see people picking up games and trying them out. So, without being involved in the planning, it's hard to sit back and say, you know, I should have done this or should have done this or
no doubt.
Yeah. So
the one thing that I will say, that one person mentioned that they were disappointed that it was ending at 4. They're like, what? it's ending at 4. Like, oh no. Like, we want to stay here. We want to stay here longer. You know?
Yep.
So I don't know what the plans are for next year for the hours, but I know there's a demand to stay at least a few hours longer. Not that there was anything wrong with this year, because I'll tell you what, having it 6 hours created no downtime, and it was just all like I said, because a lot of conventions in the afternoon, it kind of dips down, and then it didn't do that in this convention. So maybe having four was brilliant. I know two people that said, what? It's closing at 4. Like, I wanted to stay here till 8 or whatever, you know. It's like,
debate about moving it to 6 PM, but I ended up leaving it there, because it's kind of a long time for exhibitors, you know, like. I was tired at the end of the day, and I'm sure a lot of other people were too. But you know, that's where I think maybe doing like 2 days or something would be an option. But
so you heard that, Josh, it's going to be a 2-day event next year.
I'm gonna put that right out on Facebook.
I'm posting that exclusive VCG announcement. Champlain Games Festival is 2 days in 2019.
We'll discuss.
No. Curtis is like, I'm out. you do what's gonna be best for you, but you know, it's exciting to see what 2019 is going to bring for you, because 2018 was a great event. So let's talk a little bit about Carnage. Let's talk, because Carnage was the first year that I was able to go, that we were able to go as a show. Everything that Games Festival did, Carnage kind of does already. And they do on a huge scale, and it's just a massive 3-day. I tell folks it's a gaming extravaganza, and it's just a lot of fun.
That's kind of what we're going for, right? I will say, we definitely, unlike the festival, we don't really have any video gaming. We've tried it from time to time. We used to do like a console room, but we just kind of went with the low tech, I guess, side of the gaming. But I think that's one of the reasons we've been successful, is a lot of these conventions specialize. Like, you go to, you know, Historicon and it's miniature wargaming. You go to another con and it's all card games or things like that. So we keep it general. We're a gaming convention in all of its forms. So you can get there on Friday and go play in a LARP. You know, Saturday morning you can play an RPG. That afternoon, go play a board game and finish up your night Saturday with a miniatures game. So you really can hit everything.
And Saturday night, that you guys do pub trivia.
We do.
And I don't want to talk smack to, but I'm going to call out Tom Dorman already on this podcast, and I'm going to tell him he's going down. We VCG had the pub trivia championship. We have we're the reigning pub trivia championships.
Tom gets a little competitive, so be careful.
And I'm calling Tom out already, and I'm going to say we're gunning for him again this year. What was it? Quad Lasers was their team name.
Yeah.
And
That gets a little rowdy.
Tom got on the mic at one point and started talking smack mid pub trivia contest.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
it's a great event is probably not the family friendly event that Carnage is known for.
But it was a lot of fun, there is a lot
of family friendly events for Carnage.
No, and that's one of the things we've really focused on the last couple of years is adding not only family friendly, we do the kids tables and you know, youth specific games and things like that, but really making it more of a family event and offering some off gaming events. This year we had a learn to paint class. Or a sip and paint, I guess I call it, needle felting. We had learn to paint miniatures. So we've tried to offer some of those things that are not traditional for gaming conventions, but that are welcome the wives and the kids and the whoever may be coming up with people to these conventions to offer them something else.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you, as a husband of a wife that is not a gamer, you know, having, you know, non-gaming events, like the painting and so on, is definitely incentive for her to tag along and to come. So, you know, it's nice to see that you're trying to welcome not only just the gamers, but the gamers' families as well. Like that, that's a big thing. Let's talk a little bit about what Carnage has planned for this year. Carnage is November 2nd through the 4th.
Yep.
This year. What can folks expect at Carnage this year that maybe they didn't see previous years, or maybe something that's coming back from a previous year, or maybe it's all just staying the same. I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, no, a lot is staying the same, and we are not afraid to change or update or things like that. But we've got a model that's worked pretty well for us, and people really, really seem to enjoy. So we're not gonna try to fix what isn't broken, but we are definitely, like I said, focusing more on some of the off gaming stuff and expanding that selection a little bit. And one thing I know we really want to do, kind of taking a page from Curtis, is offer more of a designer's alley or area or things like that for people to come and play test games if they're designing them. Not so much, you know, presenting or selling finished products, but, you know, hey, I've been working on this game in my basement for the last 4 years and I want people to play it and tell me how I'm doing. Stuff like that. We want to offer more of that. And from it, we're still kind of early in our process, so we haven't necessarily nailed everything down for what we want to do this year. But we're always exploring, you know, new avenues, new partnerships, and new opportunities to just, you know, bring more gaming to the people that come to our convention. So
nice. No, that's great. And I think, like you said, you're the last 5 years or so, you've really kind of grown as a convention. And you guys are doing, like last year you said you almost hit, you were over 850 attendees, and yep. I know this year, you know, you want to exceed that by, you know, a good amount. And I think you will be, and you know, you got to be doing something right if you're hitting that type of numbers for, you know, for an event.
Yeah no, we've been definitely moving. We were probably one of the last big conventions to move to an online registration system, but and we wanted to make sure we did it in a way and that worked for us and not just kind of piggybacked on to something else that people were doing. But since we moved to the online registration, we've seen some pretty significant growth, and the feedback's been great too. People, you know, really appreciate that online option and being able to pay online and things like that. So
sure. One thing I would love to see at Champlain Games Festival is like a competition to make a board game in to have like a group of folks come in and apply and try to create a board game in the time that it takes Champlain Games Festival. So at the beginning of they're given like a start time and an end time, and like they're given like certain like stuff, and you'd be like, okay, you've got the whole Champlain Games Festival to try to make a board game or try to, you know, and just see what people come up with. Like, wouldn't that be cool? Like, Josh, do you think that would be, I think that would be pretty neat.
I think it'd be interesting. Yeah. I'm interested to see what you can create in 6 hours,
or even Carnage. Carnage should do that. Like, okay, here you go. Here's aspiring. Here's, you know, some meeples. Here's a board. You know, here's, or you know, try to come up with some sort of theme. And I would love to see like a board game competition. Just see how creative people can get. Because, you know, like now that I've seen that there's this many creative people in Vermont that are making board games and you know, video games and RPGs, like, let's tap into that. Let's create like some sort of competition and see them. Let's put them to the test.
Yeah. Something that could be interesting with that is you know, there's these things called game jams.
Yeah, where,
you know, yeah, you get together, you know, and you have a certain amount of time to create a game. And we've had a few around here. Yeah, it's usually like a day or maybe 2 days. You got to make a game.
We're not giving them a day. We're giving them 6 hours playing Games Festival.
Well, you could have it prior to the Game Festival, and then people show what they made at the Game Festival.
Oh, that would be cool. And then have them vote on like the winner for the game jam at the festival.
Yeah.
Dude, see? We're brainstorming already. Ideas for 2019.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Wow. Now we've kind of gone. We're really going all over the place on this podcast. This is what happens when I don't have notes.
Yep,
that's fine.
Yeah, no. Let's talk a little bit about what we've been playing lately. What, Josh? I'll start with you. We kind of talked a little bit about this before we came on, but what's been hitting your table or console lately for games?
I don't do a lot of video gaming, but yeah, lately when we're getting together with the game group, we've been really gotten into Scythe. Enjoyed that. Yeah. Terraforming Mars was another one the group's gotten into, and Fallout, Rebellion. I'm really into Legion right now. Kind of, I'm a minis guy, so
yeah, Legion, I am
Legion has really grabbed my interest.
Nice. That good old Fantasy Flight. They're gonna just keep taking money out of my wallet for that Star Wars IP. I tell you.
Yeah. I can't imagine what their licensing agreement costs. Yeah. Them.
Oh my gosh. I have no doubt that when Disney took over, like, they probably renegotiated that and really kind of, anyway, they're putting out some good stuff. They've got some other great games too, but the Star Wars games, because we were talking about this, you know, we're Star Wars guys, so they've been really doing justice to that the Star Wars IP.
Absolutely.
Curtis, what have you been playing? What are you doing lately? Besides planning, organizing Champlain.
Yeah, I know. Well, recently I haven't been playing much because of the festival. But prior to that, I was playing a whole lot of Zelda.
Nice.
Breath of the Wild. That game is pretty awesome. And I pretty much finished that one. So I started moving on to some adventure games. Currently playing Lumino City. Okay. Just a point and click adventure. For board games and card games, I really enjoy playing Flux.
Flux, sure. No, that's a fun game.
Yeah, I like that one. Agricola is another one that I really love.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just did the backer on Dinogenics.
Nice.
I can't wait to get that one and try it out.
Yep, that's a local.
They were there at
the designer festival. Richard Keene. I think Richard was at Carnage last year, was he not? Or no, maybe he wasn't. I don't think he was. Now that I'm thinking about it,
I don't know if he was there as a. He may have been there, but I don't know if he was there as a.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
I think I talked to him and he said that I'm pretty sure that he said he was busy that weekend or he had something else coming up. But yeah, Richard, I don't know when Dinogenics is going to be coming out, but I think it's pretty soon here in 2018, but I'm excited to see how that goes for him, because I know it was a huge success on Kickstarter for him. Is there anything that you guys would like to add before we sign off? Curtis, is there anything that you would like to tell folks to do? Are you gonna come to Carnage this year at November 2nd through the 4th? Say yes. You got the president of Carnage on this video call. You better be saying yes.
I would love to go.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I think you'd have a great time, and if you like board games and RPGs and all that, it's a blast. And I think having two big events, you know, Carnage and Champlain Games Festival at like opposite points of the year, just going to balance each other really well. You know, I think, I mean, not the, you know, there's also another group, the gamers, Green Mountain Gamers, that do, you know, events throughout the year, and they do, you know, smaller events. I think having two, like, hundreds of attendee, you know, events that are going to be in, like, the late winter, early spring, and late fall, it's just going to be awesome. I'm so excited for both of these events, this year and next year, to be honest with you. Curtis, where can folks find you? Where if folks want to learn more about Champlain Games Festival, where can they go?
Yeah, you can go to champlaingamesfestival.com. That'll have all the, it still has, you know, the previous, you know, festival information. You can get there a little quicker if you go to cgfvt.com. That'll redirect you. Nice. And yeah, there's also a Facebook page. You can hit us up on Twitter or Instagram.
Nice, very cool. Looks like Josh's cat is very interested in where he can find information on Champlain Games Festival.
And we have a mailing list as well, and or you can contact us straight from the website.
Nice, so. very cool. Josh, are we ready to blow it out in November or what?
We're hoping to. It's been a good run here the last 4 or 5 years. We've seen pretty consistent, steady growth, and we're hoping to continue that this year. So, we're easy to find online at carnagecon.com, and all of our information's there on the site, mailing list, everything that if you're interested in finding out more about the convention. But we hope to see as many people there as possible in November. So.
Awesome. And you guys do have a Facebook page.
We do.
And a Twitter account that I know of. I don't know who runs those, but
I don't either.
That's awesome. I think it might be Tyler. I'm not sure.
We all kind of pitch in and help out with all of that. But yeah, we actually have two Facebook pages. We have the Carnage Lounge, which is kind of a general discussion about gaming and everything, and then we have the Carnage itself Facebook page, which is where you kind of get the official information. But yeah, with Twitter, Instagram, you know, all those avenues of ways to spend more time on your phone.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, guys, I want to thank you both for coming on. I want to thank you guys for doing such great events here in Vermont for the gaming community. You guys are doing events right. You guys are all about the community. And to have these two events, you know, and the potential for these events is just, it's exciting. Like, I love seeing, like now that I've been to Carnage, like, from last year, like, I'm excited. Like, as soon as it was over, I'm excited for 2019. And it's the same thing for Champlain Games Festival. I'm excited for 2019. Probably not, you know, Curtis is probably excited more, you know, a little bit more, but I'm really excited about Champlain Games Festival for 2019. And I know that we've got some fun things that we'd like to do as a show at Carnage. And, you guys just keep rocking it, man. You guys are doing some great jobs. And thank you. Thank you for doing this. You know, I know that it's hard work. I know it's a lot of hours. I know you deal with a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that you deal with, and just thank you for everything that you guys do.
Thank you for having us on, and you know, and I know you're the big vocal advocate for gaming in general and gaming in Vermont, and I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, you know what? People need to know that we've got this stuff. Everybody thinks of Vermont, and they think, oh, all we got is, like, you know, snow and maple syrup. No, we got gamers, man. We got video gamers. We got tabletop gamers. We got everything up here, and this community is awesome. And I'm glad that we can VCG as a show can kind of showcase that and let folks know, because, you know, like we said before we came on, you know, a lot of people don't even know. You know, Quarterstaff Games is probably the store that's been around the longest. And they've been, how long, I can't remember how many years.
25 years, I think.
How many is that?
25, I think.
Yeah, they've been around for 25 years, and there's still folks that we saw at Champlain Games Festival that didn't even know that they were around. You know, they didn't know where they were. So, like, I hope that you know, one thing about the show is it just connects people. Cause like I said, I'm all about making connections with people. And if I can help folks find other communities and other gamers to share their love of this hobby, man, that there's nothing better than that. Yeah. Right. So, all right. Well, guys, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for being part of this podcast. I want to thank everybody that's listened to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please give it a subscribe down below. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, please consider subscribing. Just check out Carnage and Champlain Games Festival this year, because we're going to be there, and we want everybody else to be there this year and next year and be a part of everything that they're doing there. So, all right, that's going to do it for me. My name is Doug. This is Victory Condition Gaming, because winning shouldn't be the only victory condition when you get to the table. We'll see you next time.